Hi, and welcome to another episode of Stories of Climate Change Hope, the podcast that brings you a little bit of hope every other week. My name is Steffen Schwartmann, and today we listen to the story of Nikunj Pathak, who has been on this podcast already almost 2 years ago now, in 2020. Hi Nikunj, welcome back.
Thanks for welcoming me again. And it was really nice talking to you last time. So I hope we are going to have an exciting conversation this time as well.
And today we want to talk about what are some of the things that we take away from last year and what are we looking forward to in the next year? What are some of the goals we want to achieve or what are we looking for? Yeah, so who would like to start? Shall I start? Do you want to start?
I mean, see, you are the host, so you can start. But if you want to turn the things around, then I can be a host for a few minutes and ask you a few questions.
Maybe I can start with something that is kind of surprising. That was really surprising to me. It's nothing really big, but when it was my 29th birthday, I really freaked out about this year and turning 30, because I don't know, I've never really reflected upon, of course someday I will be 30, will be a new decade and one decade over, but somehow when it was my 29th birthday, that day I was like freaking out and thinking about where do I need to go to travel, what else I want to do. It's not like I had a plan, you know, what I want to do before turning 30. There was just one thing, that I want to finish my academic life and graduate from uni before turning 30, and I will achieve that. But besides from that, I didn't have like a, I don't have like a life plan or something like that. So I was really surprised that I felt this way.
Oh. Great. So what else do you think you achieved in the last decade or this decade, the present decade?
I achieved in the last decade?
Yeah, it's
well, I did not prepare on this. I only thought about last year and this year.
I mean, anything you can say what you in the last 5-10 years you must have. Met new people, went to different places, did something like a hiking tour or something that you couldn't do in your teen or, you know, adult age, young adult age. So anything like that that you feel it's memorable from let's say last 5 years, not even 10.
On this podcast, I have mentioned the master study program I'm in so many times. And I met a lot of people here on the podcast as well that are from the study program, like you as well, Nikunj. And but I have to emphasize it, you know, that participating in this study program, Global Change Ecology, at the University of Bayreuth in Germany, changed me in so many ways, like getting to know all these people who are so motivated and engaged on changing something for the better. For me, it is this kind of feeling of belongingness and togetherness. Like for me, it was a feeling of community in like right from the start, where you have like the welcome weekend and orientation with everyone together. And it's not like a immensely huge study program, like you have a couple of hundred people or so, but every year it's about 30 people. So it's very common that you know everyone who's studying with you. And I didn't know this in my bachelor's, and having this feeling of community, I actually never had this with friends, like belonging to so many people, kind of. It was just, I had friends and I had a connection to my family, but that was really different. So it's not really an achievement, but it is something that really changed me and motivated me to be more brave and try new things. Like the podcast, I think this experience there has helped me to, yeah.
Yeah. And one thing I was really, you know, excited to know was about the podcast, like how you came up with this idea, you know, the title of your podcast, the name of your podcast, whatever you may say, and how you decided, like it was a sudden thought or you were thinking about it long ago and then one day decided, okay, now this is the right time for me to begin. So how it all happened? Have you shared this story before?
Yeah, it was basically like that I was looking for something that I could do to get more engaged. And I joined a couple of protest marches, but somehow I didn't feel that was my thing. It did not really resonate with me personally. I mean, it's amazing what can be achieved. But I couldn't imagine being an organizer for a protest march. And then I thought what I could do. And yeah, I thought about this podcast idea for half a year or so. Talked about it with a bunch of friends and then just tried it. And I guess the biggest thing was to not to prepare for too long because, yeah, of course, I could join like classes on podcasting and audio editing and do all kinds of online, watch online videos. But it was worth it to just start and try it out and improve it with every episode. I think there's a lot that I could still improve, but for me, it's okay. It's for me, it's good enough as it is right now. Yeah. Well, but what would you say? So to switch back the roles, like what is one of your takeaways of last year?
I think the biggest takeaway for me last year was to not think too far ahead in life, you know, making plans in a long term, like really long term, instead of that focusing on present and have a, you know, instead of having a long term plan, have a long term goal, you know, and then maybe plan accordingly. So if I have to give an example, I would say like if I'm planning to start my own project or create my own company or make my own startup. So instead of thinking far ahead when I will do it and how I will do it and all that, instead of doing all that, I would just want to have a goal that, yeah, I want to change this thing. I want to make, sustainable forest for people or want to provide clean water to people or want to help indigenous people and help them in sustainability practices or, you know, create an organic farming shed in my house. Anything like that. So earlier what I used to do was I used to think in a different way, like have a plan, then stick to that plan, then create your deadlines and do that. And for some days or weeks, that plan motivated me to work. But after some time, if it was not working, I got lost and then I started procrastinating. And last year, I realized that this might not be the way for me to go ahead. So instead of doing this way, I should rather choose a goal or define a goal that this is what I want to change and then work on it and find out which is the best way. For example, if I have to to provide clean water to people. So I don't have to, you know, create a company for that. Or if I want to help someone, or if I want to help create my own organic farm where I want to grow vegetables or crops and also teach people how to do it. So I don't have to buy land for that. I can ask someone who already has and find ways in which I could, you know, fulfill my goal rather than creating this whole plan. Like in first year, I'll find a land. In second year, I'll, you know, find people. And in third year, I'll get this. So instead of having that sort of a plan, I would just have this goal and stick to that goal every day and make, you know, progress, little progress every day. Do small things to reach that goal. So that's my biggest takeaway from last year, I would say.
And does that mean that you're more open to how to reach that goal? That you have this goal in your mind, but you don't have to do it in a certain way, that there are different ways that you could approach it? Like what kind of position, for example, or where you will be?
That way only. Like, for example, if you, let's say, after master's, many students want to do PhD. So, and then after PhD, they want to be scientists or professors, you know, in that way. So if we think, what I think now, the way I think right now is, if I know I want to become a scientist, I know what I have to do. I don't have to, you know, plan that in 3 years I'll get my PhD, then in 2 years I get my postdoc, and then I apply for a scientist. If I want to become a scientist, I know I have to research, I have to write papers, I have to find, you know, do interesting research. So that's the way I would like to do. Becoming a scientist would definitely be the outcome if I really stick to my goal. So I don't want to have it, you know, planned in a specific way. Rather than I know I want to be a scientist, and to be a scientist, I know I want to do a PhD or to do research. So I'll just stick to that without any action plan or something. Just go away, just go ahead with the things that come on my way, keeping in mind that, okay, whatever decision I'm taking, is this helping me to become a scientist? Yes, it is. Then I'll take. If it is not helping me to become a scientist, okay, I won't do this. So I think that's the way I would like to go ahead in life now.
Good to hear that you recognized this and made this change. Yeah, I'm thinking about what I could mention next. So another takeaway is related to the podcast. After leading all these conversations or interviews, depending how you would see it, I would say it's a conversation, but in some of the episodes it was more, I guess, like an interview, because I didn't share so much of my own perspective. But yeah, with most podcast guests, what really sticks is that creating your own project, developing your own project matters more than anything. It does not mean that you will completely change whatever you're doing, but you will have a huge impact, maybe on a level you didn't expect. And if your goal is to influence like the city's policies where you're living in, and to make it more climate friendly, and even in the end, if there aren't many changes in coming from the city, then maybe another impact you had was making the topic much more on the agenda and making people more aware. And I think that goes for many different things. If you're building habitat for insects and you're creating new habitats, at the same time, all the people who pass, like the areas you have converted to more being more habitable for insects, they will ask questions. They will see, oh, what is this? And we'll be excited maybe to find out and know more about this topic. And maybe they join the project. Maybe they share your idea. They share what they've seen. So same with this podcast. Like I can see, okay, it's not like I reach thousands or millions of people, but even just by the conversations and giving people this platform, I think I give them, or I help them to realize that maybe they already know this, but how important it is. And there's this podcast that invited them and yeah, shares their ideas. I think even this is good enough for me. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's really good to know the way you think about this whole podcast thing, you know, because I also feel it's, you know, it's important not to just target on numbers, like how many people you reach, whether it's thousands or millions. The more important part is what you are trying to achieve from that. Even if you are able to talk to 10 or 100 people or reach a few, and if your message reaches a few of them, I think that is also, I mean, for me, that is a huge success. So it's really great to hear your thoughts about this.
Yeah, what is your next takeaway, Nikunj? Do you have another one?
Another takeaway? Yeah, I do have one more. I think it's one of the biggest takeaway, I would say, from past year. And that is that I want to focus more on the mental health part of my life, because I feel it's really, really important. So far, I haven't been very, seriously involved in it, never thought about it, that mental health is also important. And even the concept of mental health or, you know, mental well-being was never in my mind before. I thought, yeah, I used to hear about it, but never took these things seriously. So what I realized in past year is your mental health or strength is very, very important if you want to survive in difficult situations. So last year was really difficult for me. There was a phase in my life where I was really feeling helpless, and there were some really huge challenges where I had to really need, you know, really use my mind and make decisions. And that time you realize is you have to be really, really strong from inside. So, and if I want to be strong from inside, then I have to focus on my mental health, which I feel is very, very important in the future as well. So this was one thing that I realized, that mental health is very important. If you have a very good mental health, if your mind is in good space, then one can be successful in academics or professional life or elsewhere in different spheres of life, whatever you're doing it. Make sure that your mind is in good space. So, yeah, that's one takeaway that I would like to share.
And how did you overcome this challenge last year? I mean, maybe you can share this without mentioning what exactly happened. Like, what did you do to go through it?
So, to be honest, there was a time where I felt like I couldn't do anything. I mean, I'm really helpless. And when I was in that situation, I thought, you know, I my mind is not helping me out. And it was because I never thought about my mind. I only, you know, thought about, okay, I want to earn money or, you know, get my academic degree or, you know, do different things in life. But I never sat and think about myself, you know, who I really am, what I really want, what are my real goals. So always thinking about me from the outside world, and always responding to the situation. So when I was in this tough situation, I thought, instead of responding to that situation, let me stabilize myself first. You know, because the situation was so dynamic that it could move anyway. it could be good for me or bad for me. But if I could make up my mind, then I would be stable, whether it is positive or negative, whether it is good or bad. So my biggest challenge was to stabilize my mind and tell myself, okay, whatever happens, you would be ready to face it. If it is good, you'll be calm. If it is bad, even in that situation, you'll be calm. So I had to calm my mind. I have to stabilize myself. And I learned some meditation techniques, spent some time on some YouTube videos. I heard about it, mindfulness, meditation, and all that. And more, I spent time with myself, you know, talking to me. I don't know, a lot of people do that. Even I found some big celebrities and some highly successful and accomplished people also do that. They talk to themselves. So I also learned to talk to myself, listen to my voice, give some time to me, so, and keep my mind stable. So I think one thing that really helped me out was meditation. And the other thing was also like writing the things down and try to be calm as much as possible and stop, you know, overthinking, because there are situations where you really overthink. You don't know what is going to happen, but your mind will give you different results and you overthink, okay, this may happen, okay. So I realize I'm thinking too much, so I should stop thinking and focus on the solution part or action part and stay calm as much as possible. So I think that's how I overcome it. And one last thing that I also learned in this whole course, it's very important to because the time we are living in, we have a lot of information coming from us through WhatsApp, through, you know, if you use social media like Instagram and other stuff, Twitter, and from television. So there's a lot of information coming you from different sources. So it's very important to know which information is right for me or useful to me and which information I should stay away from. So otherwise, I used to waste my time on a lot of things that were not relevant for my life. And I decided to filter the information. So if you don't get, you know, all that unnecessary noise coming in your head, then your mind would be really calm. So that's also one thing. And meditation was one thing that helped me do that. So yeah, that was one thing I really wanted to talk about that I took away from last year.
I'm glad you made it through this difficult time. Last year in 2020, yeah, it was a really tough time, I think, for probably most people. And I can tell you that I also got the habit to talk to myself, because in between I couldn't meet so many other people out of the risk of getting COVID. So that really helped. And I had one book with a few short stories, it included folk tales, and I just read them out to myself, you know, and it was brilliant. Like every day or every couple other days, I would read one of these stories in one go, and yeah, it really helped.
Yeah, in normal times, we usually skip these things, you know, reading stories or books and all that. I mean, we do, but not that way. But it's really nice to know it helps. It helps a lot, you know.
Yeah. And about what you mentioned, what you read in the news and all the information that you receive from the news or social media. I also read a book last year that focused on this issue, and I read it twice because I wanted to, I really wanted to change my habits and change my behavior, how I use my phone and how I inform myself. And in this book, they mentioned something about constructive journalism and solutions-oriented journalism. So it's by Maren Urner. She did a PhD in cognitive science in the UK. And the title is Schluss mit dem täglichen Weltuntergang, wie wir uns gegen die digitale Vermüllung unserer Gehirne wehren. And it was published in the Drömer. So the translation would be, let's end the daily doomsday. Yeah, something like that. So the quote in this book I wanted to share is by the American author and psychotherapist Steve DeShazer. I hope that's the right pronunciation. And it's, problem talk creates problems, solution talk creates solutions. And it's more constructive. And if you show the reader something that is going in a direction of a solution, of course, you can't just show, not every problem has an obvious solution. There's a lot of time needed, or depending on the problem. As a journalist, you just share what is going wrong. Of course, it's very important, and criticize the authorities is very important, but there's so many problems, so many challenges in this world. It is mind-blowing if you read about this all the time and you don't see so many positive things. I mean, it's good if you can talk about all these difficult issues, if you have some idea that something is being done and you're not overwhelmed because you see, oh, okay, one crisis after the other. Well, what's actually a crisis? Is it a crisis or is it a challenge we can solve? So, Nikunj, what is your... Do you have another takeaway from last year?
Yeah, I have one more, I would say. Last year, one thing that I discovered about myself was that I love gardening, you know. Earlier, I was like, for I think since high school, I was in a boarding school when I was finishing my high school. So, and after that, I was always like staying away from my parents. So most of the time, I used to live in shared apartments or shared flats. So we didn't used to have, you know, enough space to have our own garden or have some pots, you know, some plants like that. And I was not very much into it. But last year, when I was staying with my family, we have a small garden in our house. So I had to take care of it because the person who used to do it, he was not coming due to COVID, and he had some other issues as well. So I thought, okay, I'm here, let's take care of the garden. So I started watering the plants. That was my first job, just to water the plant, check if the soil is dry, put water, that's it. Simple job, nothing more to do. But after some days, I got more interested. I saw some flowers. So I thought, okay, the plants are flowering now. What should I do? So I decided to dig in more. And I went to the shop and bought an organic manure to add into the soil. And after a few weeks, I got some really good results. Like the plants were flowering, the leaves and the stem look really healthy. The plant was like giving good signs of a healthy plant. So I thought, wow, this is an interesting activity. And days passed and weeks passed, and I got more and more involved. So earlier, my job was only to water the plants, but then slowly I started to remove the small weeds, and also brought some manure, and also brought some, not pesticides, but sort of, you know, insecticides and herbicides to protect plants, any disease or weeds or something. And then I also bought some garden toolkits if to plow the soil. I think it, in a matter of few months, I had my own small garden kit, you know, and I really started enjoying the process of gardening. Earlier, I used to write, you know, when somebody asked me, what are your hobbies? So we usually say, oh, my hobby is music, book reading, gardening, blah, 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 blah. But never really give a damn about it. To be very honest, I would admit this. So I used to say a couple of times, yeah, I have a garden, I love gardening. But yeah, at that time, gardening was just watering the plants for me. But in the last year, I really enjoyed doing it. You know, when you, and I also bought a few saplings from the market, from a nursery, and then planted in my garden, and I saw them growing like from, say, half a foot to 1 foot. So, and seeing them grow and putting all the effort, so it really gives a really nice feeling, and I really enjoyed it. So that's one activity that I really enjoyed, and I learned a lot also in that process and really enjoyed it. Never thought this that I would be so serious, you know. My mom and dad was really surprised to see me like that. Okay, because first they saw this is I had a watering can. Then the few days later they found packets of manure. After a few days they found some garden tools. Now I have a bucket also, like to collect the leaves. I also prepared a compost at home using kitchen waste. So I also watched a few YouTube videos, read a few articles to prepare compost. So I also prepared compost for my plants. So yeah, it was a really exciting thing that I did last year, and I really want to continue also this year if I have time and place for this.
Was it mainly for harvesting vegetables or for like pleasure, I don't know, having beautiful flowers, getting them blooming?
I think I would say 70% for flowers, like having beautiful, colorful, blooming flowers in the garden, and 20% was also vegetables. I grew tomatoes and chili, green chili. Yeah, those were the few. So it was really nice to grow tomatoes in a small pot. It was really nice.
So yeah.
I also made tomato salad. So it was nice, exciting. Also a stress buster for me, to be honest. Spending some time with the plants.
No, it's something very active, and
yeah,
it's a hobby with, yeah, I guess it's different in some ways than reading or listening to music, because it's a living being that you have to take care of. And if you forget to water it and it's not raining, then it will not bloom very likely.
Yeah.
And wither away. Yeah. Do you have another takeaway? Because I think the ones that I noted down and I want to share, I've talked about them now. But what about you? Do you have another one?
I don't know if I could call it a takeaway, but yeah, it's more like a minor achievement that I could share.
Yeah. What is it?
Yeah. So I learned driving. I can drive a car right now.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I learned driving. It took me a while, I think a few weeks to learn. Then I got my driving license, and so next time you are in India, I can take you anywhere if I have a car. Or I have to buy one. I don't know, but yeah,
Yeah,
no, you
or
need to
rent
hire a
one.
driver.
Yeah. That sounds, you said next time, and it sounds like I have been to India before, but I've never been. I would like to go for
Yeah,
the
so whenever you are coming here, so now you have a friend and also a responsible licensed driver at your service.
Yeah, it's good to know.
Yeah, so that's one thing. It's like a small achievement, you know. Now I can proudly say, yeah, I can drive a car.
Yeah, so now it's the 8th day in 2022, still very early. So we can talk about what we're looking forward to in this year or what our goals are. Yeah, I mean, you already mentioned the difference between a goal and a plan. And
Yeah.
we can also share what we expect maybe from this year or what we are thinking about. Because sometimes maybe there isn't a clear goal yet. Yeah, I just wanted to mention this so it can be more open.
So you want to start or?
So one big thing I guess for me is right now that I'm writing my master thesis now. So I'm thinking already about my first job, my first position, and likewise my profession, because I in my bachelor's I studied political science and now I'm still a student in global change ecology. And I think there are a lot of options, a lot of things that I could do. Maybe that's what I think. Maybe the options aren't that many after all, but that's how I see it. So for me, it's not so easy to decide for what professions are and what vacancies I'm looking for. One thing is communication. Yeah, so this is one thing I have to figure out. It also depends on what vacancies are available. That's one thing. But I'm not in no rush because after finishing my thesis, first I would like to travel for some time and volunteer at a farm. A friend of mine lives in North Wales right now, and her family, they have a small farm. And I've been there last year in November for a few days, and I really fell in love with the place. It was really amazing, and the surrounding is amazing. There are so many trails and a few peaks to go hiking. So you can Google Snowdonia National Park, because that's basically where the small village is. And it looks like Scotland, to be honest, just a bit smaller maybe. So when it's so misty, it's mysterious. Yeah, it was like you can basically just invent your own stories because it was so fantastic. Like stories of some fantastic beings, or just invent your own fairy tale. So I would like to go there for a few months to help out, and I guess also give me a bit more time to figure out what I want to do, and I will have more time to apply for jobs. So now I guess I mentioned two kind of. So
Yeah.
one is my reflection process, and also that first I will take a couple of months to volunteer.
Wow.
How about you,
Seems
Nikunj?
like a
Oh, sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you.
No. I found it really intriguing, like there are two different things that you wish to do this year, and both of them are completely different but really interesting at the same time, you know. there is a beautiful place that you found out and you want to spend some time there, and at the same time you also want to figure out about your future opportunities, and then also about this, you know, finishing your thesis. And I think it would be this year, I feel, would be really different and maybe exciting for you. Let's see what happens in the next few months.
Yeah.
As for me, I have one thing that, like, I wish to do it last year, but I couldn't. So I think I would like to do it this year, is to learn a new foreign language, first of all, and also improve my German. So, because German is the first foreign language I learned, but I really didn't spend enough time in improving it, you know, because as you know, in our study program, all the courses are in English, and whatever research we do, or you know, internships we do, they are mostly in English, at least for foreign students like me. So I was always you know, doing stuff in English, so never really gave time to improve my German. But this year I really want to improve it, take it to the next level. And if I'm able to do that, maybe learn another new language like Spanish or French or something, because I it really how to say, you know, it's difficult, not difficult, but how to say, I'm not getting a word right now. It increases your opportunities to talk to people, you know, like if I am really good in German, then we can record this podcast in German as well. Although it might take me a few years to do that based on my current situation. But
I can edit out
let's
all the moments where, if in case you need to think about words or stuff like that.
So my younger brother, he learned Spanish, so he also did a basic course in Spanish, so he also want to learn Spanish, like learn the next level. So we both thought we will learn one language each, and then, you know, talk to each other and help each other out. So in that way, we could also have like two more languages in our CV. So that's
Ah,
one
so
thing I
the
really
second language,
Yeah.
second foreign language you will learn is Spanish, and his will be German.
Yeah, that's how we have planned it right now. Let's hope it works.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a good idea. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like a language exchange. And are you thinking about coming to Germany again?
Yeah, I do. I'm thinking of coming back to Germany, but w only after this COVID situation is a bit, you know, stabilized, or it's a bit better, because right now there are a lot of uncertainties still. So, and also, I think I'm not prepared to return once I'm good in German and I've had more opportunities, then I would definitely want to come back or go back to Germany. So that's in my mind, yeah. These things are in my mind right now. So I have no plans whether I would return this year or next year, but I know I want to return. That's one of my goals. And for that, I would love to improve my German skills.
Yeah, so now we have talked a lot about these bigger things, what we took from last year, what we are looking forward to in this year. And maybe we can also share on a smaller scale, like, what are you looking forward to next week? Is there something special and something that will make you smile or make you happy? Is there something you're looking forward to doing or attending? I don't know.
Well, one thing that would make me smile is if I move to a new flat. If that happens next week, then I'm definitely gonna smile.
Yeah.
And if the weather is nice next weekend, because this weekend it's raining, so I can't step outside. So if the weather is nice and I could find time to visit any good place here in New Delhi, that would also make me smile. So yeah. Well, yeah. These two things. But other than that, I'm already smiling, so I think I'm happy.
Yeah, despite the rainy weather, you're still smiling. That's good.
I mean, see, despite raining, despite here, I can talk to you. We had a really long and interesting conversation, so I think that's one big reason to smile.
Yeah, next week will be my grandmother's 80th birthday, so I'm really looking forward to that, calling her, and every member of the family recorded a little video, so she has a small film to watch. Everyone congratulate her, because not everyone can make it to her birthday, also because of COVID, and it's great to know that she has lived such a long life already and will have hopefully many more years to live without too many ailments and diseases, hopefully. But yeah, it will make me smile now as well, thinking about her, watching this film and knowing that she will have a lot of joy on her day. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about her face, like how she's going to react, what she's going to say. And yeah, the whole joy on her face would be so beautiful to watch. So I hope you have a video. You see it. That would be really great. You know, an interesting sight. Beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
So exciting day coming for you and for her as well.
Yeah.
And also convey my best wishes to her whenever you meet her or you talk to her.
Okay.
Say someone in the other corner of the world is also wishing you.
Yeah. Although you have never met, I think.
Yeah.
She will be surprised. Someone in India thinking about her. Yeah. I will tell her that. Thank you so much. Yeah, and also, I guess we are at the end of the episode, so thanks a lot, Nikunj, for reflecting on last year, thinking about the coming year. It was a pleasure to listen what you are thinking about, and yeah, thanks for joining.
Thank you very much for inviting me and having this conversation together. It was really very insightful, very thought-provoking also for me. And it was also something really different from what we usually talk. So thank you very much. I'm really thankful to you and I'm really had a really good time.
Talk to you soon again.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe this time we don't have to wait for 2 years. So hopefully our next podcast episode will be aired soon, not like 2 years from now. So
tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be too early. But maybe in few months, maybe in the summer, when you are somewhere in a beautiful place hiking and recording another beautiful thought-provoking conversation. Yeah, maybe.
Well, next time
let's hope
we'll be at the same place Germany, India, or another another place
completely. That would be awesome.
So yeah, take care, Nikunj, and all the best.
You too.
Ciao.
Ciao. Take care. Bye bye. Ciao.